Welcome to Home I Drink Extra Jukes, our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than in our main episode. Before we get started, a big thank you to Pennies for sponsoring this episode. Freshen up your wardrobe this spring with essential staple pieces from Pennies. I'm actually wearing Pennies jeans.
I was going to ask you when I saw your...
The Rita.
The Rita, we love her.
And they have lovely. A side stripe.
I thought it was a pocket.
No, they're like stripes all down the side. They're like very cool. They're barrel jeans.
They're lovely.
And I really like them.
I like the length of them on you.
And nice raw hem at the end. Nice dark, deep colour.
Nice dark,
love
deep denim.
Really. I'm picky with jeans.
Yeah.
And I really like them.
But I feel like jeans are the one thing that you need to get right.
Yeah, you do.
You get a bad pair of jeans, they'll sit strange on you.
Yeah, that's
but they
true.
Do look
Oh, no one can even see this because they aren't recorded, this image. Oh. I was going to get up and model them, but...
Well, she just told you that.
All right, yeah. Rita or a dark denim with side stripe.
Stunning. Pennies have everything that you need to make sure that you're staying on trend, from cozy knits to cute baby tees, as well as the perfect pair of jeans, like Charlene said, and stylish workout clothes, including their super soft hero matching sets and yoga pants. We love them.
So comfy.
I went in and actually just did a knicker shop the other day.
Yeah, actually.
They have lovely ones in packets.
Ooh.
Because usually I just go for like the little three.
Three in a pack. Yeah.
But these ones were in like a white, and they're like cotton microfiber, like, actually, I don't know what they are, but they're really stretchy. Do you know what they feel like? The yoga.
Oh.
Yeah. They feel like them, so I picked up loads.
I love the microfiber.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite materials.
They feel very, very nice. They feel like the yoga sets.
If the change in weather is making you feel like it's time for a wardrobe update, Pennies have got you covered. So if you heard our main episode last week, you might have noticed that we've replaced Peak and Bleak of the Week with a new segment, Red Flag Radar.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to keep it going in the bonus, but with a little twist. Because sometimes we don't always have a bleak.
Yeah.
I think we've always had some kind of peak, which is good.
Yeah, that's always a positive.
But
I don't think there's ever been a week where we've been like, it's only bleak.
Yeah. So we don't want to be like always, we want a choice if we want to be positive or negative.
Okay.
Do you know? And also even Rant of the Week was given like, you have to be negative.
Moany murky.
And when you put out bad energy, I don't regret any of my rants, but
No.
The more you focus on something that annoys you, the more annoyed it gets and the more bad juju.
It's so true.
Bad juju.
It comes back to you.
Yeah. So now we have peak or bleak of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So one high or low from the week that we can pick. One, I think, peak that we both have anyway, we have to give it a quick mention, is live show ticket.
Woo!
So they went on sale on Friday. We're so excited to get back on stage and it was really exciting telling people about it and getting people excited. And I think this time of year is a good time for like something like this.
Yeah, it's something to look forward to.
It's a little warm for summer.
Starting summer off, it's, bringing the good girly vibes.
Yeah, it'd be nice as well, even for like college friends, if they want, like, if they don't live near each other, but it's like one last hurrah together before you kind of break up for summer. Like,
No, that is nice. And we love going to Vicar Street as well. I feel like that's just our little safe place.
That's our thing, yeah.
So we're coming back.
One high, I would say my sister being home with the babies and the night out we went on Saturday. I just loved it. So good.
Yeah.
It was really nice. It was just my ideal, like, in bed early, fun, drinks.
Yeah.
Everyone was out. Like, everyone was
out. That's hard to get us.
Hard. Oh. Well, it was me and Queen's plan. We were like, if we make a big deal out of this,
no one's
going to come. It's really hard. Not that our friends don't come to things, but it's really hard to get everyone together. Whereas if you kind of tease the information, oh, we're thinking about going out, then everyone's like, oh, we're going out.
And then
everyone's like, oh, well, I have to go if they're going, or I've FOMO. Like, it's not going to happen. So every single one of us, all eight of us, we're out.
It was.
It is hard to get eight people on the same schedule. So they are my highs of the week. I'm going to say two highs.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I'm going to say the live show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just the mortgage approval.
Mortgage approval.
That's been a high of my year so far.
If anyone hasn't listened to the main episode yet.
Yeah.
Ellie got mortgage approval.
Woohoo!
So that's definitely a peak.
House hunting is beginning.
Is starting.
Yeah. That's my peak.
And you can keep us updated on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for If I Was You. So we have to react to your dilemmas just like we would in real life. No ideal scenarios or best behaviour, just real and honest advice what we give to our friends or ourselves. So this is today's. So my 4-year relationship has ended dramatically. My now ex-boyfriend was positive, supportive, driven when he was with me, but easily led, careless and stupid when he's with the lads. He went on a lads weekend and they went to a brothel. 2 nights in a row. Some of the most hurtful parts are that he was sending me texts saying in bed goodnight ex when he was in a brothel and he didn't tell me. I found out myself from his Uber transactions. Also, in case there's any doubt, he did have sex there. He came back acting normal around me until I find out and is now begging and bawling for me back, saying he will change, get therapy, etc. But that's not my dilemma. I've made up my mind. My dilemma is telling other people why the relationship ended. Would you tell our mutual friends and his family the truth? A lot of our friends were actually from his hometown and his friends originally, even though they are now some of my best friends. I know I gain nothing from them knowing the truth, but I'm worried I'm being too caring or loving towards him and protecting him by not telling them. He said he will tell them he fucked up, but he will leave it at that. I'm not sure if he's getting away with the severity of it after causing me a tsunami of shock, trauma and betrayal. First of all, props to you for leaving.
Yeah, well done. You made up your mind.
Even how bad the situation is, it's still hard to leave anything that you love. But like, you sound like really emotionally mature and strong lady. Even how you're
asking this.
I'd be like, fuck, he did this.
Why should you protect his peace when he wasn't protecting yours? Willingly twice going to it. That is a choice. That is not a mistake.
Yeah.
He chose to do that. He wasn't protecting you or thinking of you. So why should you have to be the loving, caring person now to be like, and I don't mean going around being like, waiting to hear what he did to me.
No.
But if it's a case that it's brought up, why did the relationship end? Oh, he was shagging someone in a brothel.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with saying that. You're telling the truth. You're not lying about anything.
Yeah.
You're not going around slandering him. But if somebody does ask, I don't see the...
I think I would if I was you.
Yeah.
Tell people. But then on the other hand, is it causing you more stress in your life because you have people like talking about it and saying this and that as well?
People are always going to talk about when a relationship
regardless.
Ends. They're going to always be like, oh, and then Chinese whispers might start and like, do you know what I mean?
Of course. Other but if she's trying to end things and be done with her like that part of her life and then people are like...
Yeah.
Because it's quite a bit... It's one of them stories that you heard it. People are... It's going to be one that's gone around. It's gone around the town. Like, it just is one of them.
Maybe if you just say, oh, listen, he wasn't faithful and it ended.
Yeah,
You can be nice about it. Yeah,
but I would only not tell people because you don't want that.
Yes.
Not protecting him.
Nope.
I don't care about that man.
No.
Sorry.
Absolutely not.
Like, he done that and I think people shouldn't do things like that if they don't want anyone to know.
Mm.
He came back and was completely normal with her, like, after two nights in a brothel. Two fucking nights. I think you're protecting yourself in a way by not telling people, but do you want that? Like, it depends what you want to do.
Do it for you.
If you feel like, oh God, I feel really like guilty not telling people what happened, like then do it. But you shouldn't feel guilty. It's your information, your business. No one has the right to know what's happened. But if you feel like you would feel better with them knowing or you feel like you want to tell certain people, like that's up to you and your choice. But I think I would. I just know I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you put his feelings in front of yours, and you don't tell people if they ask or like you beat around the bush or you say, oh, we just ended or whatever. I feel like in the long run then over time, that's going to eat you up. That's going to annoy you that, hang on a minute. It'll hit you one day. You'll be like, hold on a second. Why the fuck? Why was I so worried
that's
about his
so
feelings?
That's so true. Yeah, it might hit you in the future.
Yeah, yeah, I think in the future that it hits you. So I think, and you do seem like Shara said, a really mature person. Like you want to go about this nicely.
Yeah.
But you also... Like you said, you've been shocked, traumatized, betrayed. Like, why should you have to protect him?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if it is a case that you're worried about the aftermath of telling people, just go at it as an angle of not slating his name, not effing and blinding.
Yeah.
Like, just, he wasn't faithful and that was it. That's all you have to say to people. Like, that's telling people the truth, but without going into detail.
Yeah. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's your business. And if you don't want people to be asking you more about that, and stuff, it depends on the type of person that you are. If you want to be telling people... and giving them the details and whatever else you can do with that. But if you just want to be done with that and moved on, you can tell them as much as you want to tell them.
Yeah.
So that's your choice and your information to use.
The last one that we have then is, I'm 23 and single. There's this fella at my gym that is gorgeous on the eye.
Ooh.
I get the impression that he's single because he makes eye contact with me. We go at the same time. And while sometimes it suits me to go then, lately I find myself choosing to go at that time over another time, as I'm hoping that he'll be there. Is that a bit odd on my behalf that I'm working my plans around that? I find it adds a bit of joy to my life, so maybe I should just go with it. Secondly, how can I initiate a conversation with him? He once asked me, was I finished with something? Well, that's been about it.
I don't think that's odd.
I don't think that's odd. I think
it's like...
getting like, a bit giddy. Like,
yeah.
What's wrong with that? Like,
maybe if you're... Don't be like... change your whole life around.
No.
But if it's the difference of half an hour and you can go earlier, whatever, when you're there, it's a bit of...
What's wrong with
a
that?
A bit of spice to your life.
You know what I mean?
Initiate conversation. You could... I don't know.
How do you flirt in the gym? Like,
I know. What are you trying to say?
Well, your arms are looking huge. Yeah, what today. Way are you doing? Maybe do what he did to you. Just ask. I don't know if he's using.
You're like,
something.
Oh my god, it's busy today, isn't it?
Yeah, weather's great out.
He looks around his dead tumbleweed.
Could you do the hot? Oh no, I'm cringing at myself thinking of that. You're what? Like, any chance you just show me how to use this machine?
No, because you don't want to look like a beginner.
Oh, true. Yeah,
you need to
know.
Show him.
Yeah, or ask him where something is. Have you seen those kettle dumbbell?
Yeah,
around or
yeah.
Like,
and he's like right there.
He's like, you literally have them with you. Like,
I think. The worst case is that he could have a girlfriend, but at least if you talk to him, then the sooner you know, and
yeah.
The sooner then you can, like, because I think if that keeps going on for ages, where you like go where he's
your
going,
hopes up.
And you're literally in your head making a life with someone that
oh yeah
you don't even really know yet, like
no.
It's
so easy to get carried away with your thoughts with about that, like
yeah, yeah.
Our minds are crazy things.
Yeah,
they
our
really
minds
are.
Minds are.
Do you
mad.
Think? Do you think if she says something to him, will she get the impression straight away that he's single or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, because he could be...
I'd hope so.
I think so. I feel like he could be shy and he's just waiting for her to say something.
Okay.
But what do you say?
Surely there's a lot of things.
The game long, guys.
You can do like... We should train together someday.
No.
Ask him about something in the gym because that feels like the most natural thing. Like, I don't think you're going to go up to him and be like, we out the weekend or like, do you know what
yeah.
I mean? It needs to be something that's... Because the only thing right now that the two of you have in common, I think, is the gym.
The gym.
So it's the only relevant thing you can bring up in a conversation.
You could go up to something he's doing, even though you're probably not even training or whatever that's,
yeah.
That is. You might be the opposite that day. But go up and be like, oh, have you got many sets left or something? And see
yeah.
What he says.
Will you be using that much longer? And then you go and do it and you try and do it and you can't do it. That'd be me.
And then and then if he's like one set, be like, grand, walk away, don't go too far. When he's done, then go back over.
Or hopefully he might come over and be like, I'm done with that, do you want?
And then you could be like, do you have a girlfriend? Oh, thanks so much, you have a girlfriend. Oh, thanks so much.
I like your eyes.
It's been... You're absolutely gorgeous.
Listen, I just have to tell you, you're bloody smoking.
I think maybe you should have a few more little interactions like that before you say something else. Like,
yeah.
As in a few more asking as you finished. Or like, if you want to do it this time though, you can too.
I'm really hoping for you that this man is single and shy and does make a good conversation with
yeah.
You. Isn't just like, yeah, walks away.
Yeah.
But then again, if he does do that, that could be an idea that he's single.
Yeah, because I would hope if a girl comes to stand out and said that, he would say, yeah, walk away.
I did that thing to Graham last night. I was, he was standing in front of me and I goes, okay, just listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. And he goes, what? I was like, just listen to me. And he goes,
oh,
okay, what? And I like jumped on him. I was kissing him and I was like, pretend I'm another girl. What would you do? I've seen lots of people do it on TikTok. And he had his hands like on my waist and he was just roaring laughing. I was like, why are you still holding her? I was like, look over. What are you doing?
I used to do that.
But I see people do it on TikTok. It's like a trend. But the way that the boy reacts sometimes is so funny.
They just like throw
yeah,
off.
Just like completely taken aback. Like, and they don't know what to
oh
do.
Oh my God. I have to do that.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, don't jump on him in the gym.
No, don't.
You could even be like, oh, I feel like I always see you here. Are you from around or something? Because you obviously don't know him from your area.
She's like, I literally work here.
Yeah, I literally work here. That's why I'm here every time you're here.
Can you not see my t-shirt?
Is that weird to ask? I think you could say that.
Are you from around here?
I always see you. Are you from around here? Yeah.
I die. I couldn't do that.
I think I would. Fuck it. Like, what's the worst? That's not even flirting, really.
That's just being nosy about where you live.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a few more little conversations and you'll get the gist of him. You'll
yeah. But also then it's the gist of him that he's not saying it. But then he could be really shy. But also the fact he's not talking to you could be that he has a girlfriend, so you don't know. But I think asking where someone's from, you'll get, if he doesn't talk to you, then after that, you'd be like, right, that's I've tried.
Or try find him on Instagram. Surely you know his name, do you?
No, you can't be doing that.
Why? No, just see. He might be public and have a girlfriend.
Yeah. Imagine following him.
Imagine.
I followed you.
Hi.
Why haven't you accepted?
Saw you in the gym.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You might follow the gym. I've so done that before.
Have you?
Like stalked a venue or like somewhere, like see you following her tagged stories.
Yeah.
It's not always worked.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah. These are all sent into our email address, homeidrinkatgolownow.com. This is the only way we take in suggestions for this segment and we always keep them anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much to Pennies for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Pennies.
Freshen up your wardrobe with all of their essential pieces. Available in your nearest Pennies or Primark store right now. And we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
We'll see you on Wednesday.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.